Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name's Mai Soon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Lance Kiss.
Hi, Lance, how are you doing today?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you for asking. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Right. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
I have not.
Okay. And you're willing to affirm that?
Any answer? Yes.
Right. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yeah, I was.
I'm so sorry to hear that. When were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed in April of 2018.
And do you know the subtype of non-Hodgkin's by chance? Was it a B cell or a T cell?
B cell is B cell.
Okay, the diffuse large B cell lymphoma.
Yeah.
Okay, and how old were you when you were diagnosed?
Well, I'm 65 now, so it'd be how much? Yeah, so I'd be like 59, I think.
49?
59.
Oh, 59 when you were diagnosed.
Yeah.
Okay. And where were you spraying the Roundup? Was it at home or was it for work or both?
No, it was a residential, at home, around the place.
And was anyone else in your
I
household
did
affected as
residential work.
well?
No.
Okay. Okay. And then can I get that home address where you were spraying the Roundup?
8691 Bedford Motorway, BEDFORD Motorway, MOTORWAY, Corona, California.
Thank you. And is this your current
Nine
home
two eight eight
address?
three. Yes.
Okay. And did you spray Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Oh yeah, I sprayed it about every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks. How many years would you say you sprayed Roundup
About
for?
every 2 weeks. Well, I started using it in August of 2004 till April of 2018, so that's like 14 years.
Oh, wow. For 14 years, and you sprayed every 2 weeks.
About roughly every 2 weeks, yeah.
Okay. And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone?
Yeah, I think it is, yeah.
Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Right. And I'm just going to list off a few other illnesses. You can just say yes or no if this applies to you, okay?
Okay.
Right. There's HIV, AIDS, or organ transplant, autoimmune disease, hepatitis B,
No.
hepatitis C, Epstein-Barr,
No.
diabetes, arthritis, or lupus?
No.
Any family cancer history or prior cancers requiring chemotherapy besides non-Hodgkin's?
No.
All right. And for your first name, I have Lance. Is that correct?
Yes.
Last name, Kiss.
Yes.
And can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a man, male.
Okay. Are you married?
No, I'm divorced.
Right. And what is your date of birth?
March 7th, 1959.
Thank you. And what is the last four digits of your social?
6078.
Thank you. And how did you first learn of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
I've seen an ad on TV.
Ad on TV. And what year was that? Was it recent?
I've been seeing it for for a while. I mean, it quite a few years, really. But yeah, it's been I would say well, it was 7 years ago, probably 8 years ago. So I thought about it a long time before I even started to call. Before I called anybody.
Okay. And you said, did you say 2 years ago?
No, well, it'd be about 7 years ago because I got diagnosed in 2018. And the only reason I even called is because I got sick, and so I and I quit using Roundup. That's the reason I called.
Oh, okay.
So, you see what I'm saying? But I seen the ad. You asked me when I seen the ad about how long ago, and it happened in 2018 when I got diagnosed. So, probably a year prior to that, I've been seeing an ad about it, but I never thought about it until I got sick.
Okay, I see. Okay. And can I get your height and weight, please?
My height is 6'1", 180 pounds.
Thank you. And then is this your main cell phone number?
Yes, right, yeah.
Okay. Can I get your email?
Yes, it's LSCHUYLER 59 at gmail.com.
Okay, that was LSCHUYLER 59 at Gmail.
That's correct.
All right. And how many times per month would you say you were spraying the Roundup?
Twice.
Twice. Did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before you were diagnosed?
Yeah, a couple times a month. Yeah.
Okay. And you said you started spraying in 2004 and you stopped in 2018?
Right.
Did you use any protective gear when applying the Roundup?
Well, I just use gloves and long sleeve shirts. I didn't put on any mask or anything. I didn't know I needed to.
Right. And were you only spraying the Roundup in California or was it any other states?
Yeah, just California. Just California.
Okay. And can you give me an estimate of how many exposures to Roundup you think you've had in your lifetime?
You mean how many times I sprayed?
Yes, just a rough estimate.
Oh, geez, probably 100, probably 100 or so, or better, a couple times a month, yeah, probably a couple hundred.
Okay.
Yeah.
And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides or benzene, Agent Orange?
No, that's the only thing I use is Roundup.
Okay. Do you get your water from a water well?
City water.
All right. And for the type of Roundup that you were using, was it concentrate or premix?
Concentrate.
Do you remember where you purchased it from?
Home Depot.
And do you have any receipts or empty bottles at all? Okay. And have you ever smoked?
I have, and in the past, I don't smoke anymore, though.
Okay. So
I
how
haven't
many
smoked
years
20
were
years.
you?
Logan?
How many years were
Oh,
you
maybe,
smoking
I don't
for?
know, five.
Okay.
Probably 5 or 6, probably.
And are you currently employed?
No. I'm retired. I'm on Social Security.
Okay. Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Well, I guess no, I wouldn't say that because, yeah, I wouldn't say that. Yeah,
Okay.
because I was off my job had ended.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, have you ever been in the military?
Okay. No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Okay. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy, disability, or workers' compensation?
No.
And other than any minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Thank you. And do you have any medical records that could show your diagnosis?
No, you can get them all from the Corona Regional Medical Center. I can find, I'll find release from them.
Okay, and you know that they have your medical records?
Well, it would have to, I would assume. Yeah, that's where I got treated
Okay, and
at.
what was the
Wouldn't
name
they?
of that hospital?
I think. Corona Regional Medical Center.
Okay, that's the one on 800 South Main Street, Corona.
Correct.
And do you remember your physician's name?
Yeah, Bosserman, Bosserman. I think it was Laura Bosserman. Laura, Linda, Laura, I think.
Was that doctor, was it Linda Bosserman?
Yeah, it might have been Linda or Laura, one of the two. I can't remember. I called her the boss.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
Well, you just it scares you, I didn't want to do anything. I was worried about dying, I didn't know nothing about it or whatever. And
Yeah.
I was kind of old then, I just, I guess, I don't know what you're, I just went through the sickness and the treatment and then, the worry. That's what got me the most.
Yeah. Oh. And so when was the last time you
Yeah.
were treated?
Well, it's been a couple of years after the, probably 2 years ago. It'd be, let's see, it's 2018. Probably the last treatment was probably in 2020, probably, or around there, because they had to wait for 2 years after I was done. And then they checked me, and I don't have no signs of it.
Okay, so your first treatment was in 2018, and then the last time was around 2020?
Right. Yeah, so, somewhere around there, yeah.
And for your treatment, was it chemotherapy, radiation, or?
I had chemotherapy, and I had radiation treatment.
Wow. Okay. Right. And then for your current address, is that that's the 8691 Bedford Motorway, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case we can't get a hold of you or something happens. Did you want to provide one?
Yeah, let me get one for you.
Crazy. What's your phone number?
951 3 what? 386-5876.
Right. And what is your relationship to this person?
That's my significant other.
Right. Can I get a first and last name?
Tracy. Triplett.
Right. And does she live with you?
Yes.
Okay. And are you familiar with DocuSign?
I think I am.
Okay. Then I'm going
to
go ahead and send over
these documents. Do I need to sign some?
Yeah. I'll send it as a text link and an email link,
okay.
Whichever one is easier for you to open.
Okay.
Tracy, come here. She's sending me some more documents.
Okay.
Just send them over to a text message or email.
Yeah, I just sent it to both.
Okay, you just sent it right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Tracy's going to do it right now. Okay.
Right there with my finger. What do I do? Thank you. signature. Continue. Oh, I hear you, sir.
It's completed. I just received it.
Okay. Did you get it?
Yes.
Okay, you got it. Okay. Did I sign everything?
Yes. And then
okay,
I'm also going to send you another text from my direct line, just in case you had any questions at all throughout this. You can always reach back out to me.
Okay.
Right. And that's all I need from you. Did you have any other questions before I let you go?
No, that's it.
Okay. Then
okay.
The attorneys should be reaching out to you within the next few days to verify your information, tell you the next steps. But if you haven't heard from them, you can let me know. I'll give you a call and transfer you over to them myself. Okay.
Okay. Okay. How long should I, if I don't hear from them, how long should I wait before I call you?
I would wait about maybe 48 hours and then let me know.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time. I hope everything goes well.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you too. Bye bye.
Bye.
Bye bye.
Bye.